Brachos Perk Zion Mishnah Dalet. Shlosha Sha'achlu Ke'echad. Three people that eat together. Einan Rishayim Lechalik. They are not allowed to split up. Now, we already said in the beginning of the Perk that there's a Chiv. Shlosha Sha'achlu Ka'achas Chayavin Lezamin. So, the Gemara gives a few reasons. So, we'll use what the Tveris Sorel brings. One of them is that even though each of them eat from their own bread, they're not, one person is not motzi, everybody with you know, with the brach on one piece of bread. Still, even though they're eating from their own bread, the chiddush is that they still have to be mitzaref for a zimun. So they're not allowed to split up. The Mishnah continues, v'chein arba, and also four people, v'chein chamish, and even five. In other words, even if one of them want to leave and there'll still be three people that can have a zimun together, still he's not allowed to do that because the chiv of zimun is on all the people that are eating together. Shisha nechlokin. However, if there are six people, so now you can have two pairs, three and three. Adasara. They can do that up until 10. So six people can break up into two. Seven people, you can do a three and a four, and so on. Nine people, you can actually do three, you can do three sets of three. But once you get to 10, that's a different thing. Now, even in these cases, still, first of all, brings that it's still better, even if you have six people or whatever, seven people, always better to have one group instead of a few, like we know, because Pashtus, it's Barovam Hadras Melech. So, but once you get to 10, V'yasara, we're going to continue, Ein Nechalokin Achiu Esrim. 10, you should not split up, even though you could do, whatever, three, and four, or whatever. Still, you shouldn't do that, because when you have 10, we say Elokeinu, and that's a higher madrega, and we shouldn't circumvent that.